Dave and I go back probably about 10 years when I got into the athletic director world when I was up in Grafton and working with Dave when he was in the state office at the time. And then I also umpired a lot of baseball and was fortunate to do some state tournaments where I got to work directly with him in that capacity, and then had the unique huge shoes to fill, we'll put it that way, of when he retired from his job at the association, I took over for him and held that position for 4 years, and then kind of got to work with him in the reverse capacity where he did officiating at the high school level and worked some state tournaments. So I got to work with him, said the opposite way. So yeah, so we go back a while, and you had mentioned mentor, and that's the best word to describe him. And again, just the uniqueness, my position where now I have meetings time to time where you travel around the country and work with colleagues nationally, and every time I go to a national meeting, I get asked, how's Dave doing? Say hi to him. His impact goes way beyond the borders of North Dakota. It was a national impact too.
One of the other things we heard too by interviewing a lot of referees and that is there's a shortage.
No doubt about it. And the shortage has been kind of a national story where it's just getting to that point in particular sports. And we've been pretty fortunate when you look at our numbers. They've actually been on the rise the last few years. And the official, a lot of them in this room here tonight, are the best recruiters because they're finding those. They can target some of those individuals, a lot of them that maybe just finished their playing career, and work to recruit them at a rather young age. And I'll tell you what, when you're a college student, there's no better part-time job than officiating, even if it's not at the varsity level right away, sub-varsity games. You can get your feet wet, set your own hours, and take home pretty good paychecks. So it's a great opportunity, and Dave was a great mentor for all these people here tonight. And they become outstanding mentors for anyone new, and it's just great to see them take pride in the success of young officials they brought along. When they have successes, they almost appreciate that more than their own careers, and Dave was the perfect example of that.
How do you see the North Dakota High School Activities Association? You guys did a little bit of realigning, and now what does the future look like for North Dakota? We have a whole new fall coming ahead, so it'll play out a little different, right?
It does, yeah. Realignment. Football is probably the most common one where it's done every 2 years, so it seems like new rivalries and new road trips every couple years, so it's keeps everything pretty fresh there. And yeah, we're not even into the new two-year plan, and our football committee will be meeting here in a couple weeks for the first time on the next two-year plan, which wouldn't be until the fall of 19. So it's kind of a never-ending process, and just like anything, not just football and realignment, but everything we deal with, it just seems like everything changes so fast and things are done so, whether it's the availability of online courses for students versus where that was just a few years ago. It's always something. So again, it's anytime the phone rings, it's likely something new that you haven't heard before. So pretty enjoyable place to work and go through those experiences.
What sports or what areas are some of the biggest deficits in or needs in?
Off the top of my head, some of the more unique niche sports that maybe aren't played across the whole state, like your soccer, for example, which is mainly in our larger cities and schools, some of those. And there just aren't that many former players out there that have played the sport and are willing to be comfortable officiating it, where your basketball, football, baseball, the sports that have been around longer than anyone, and there's just a little more tradition there and availability and willingness to give it a try. So that's probably one that comes to mind right off the top of my head. I work directly with hockey, and that's actually one where, because of the uniqueness of that sport, where you don't just start officiating unless you've played the game and obviously know how to skate. So they do a very good job of growing their own, where you'll go to a lot of youth hockey games, be watching 8-9-year-olds play, and there's a 13-14-year-old officiating it. So by the time a lot of them graduate high school, they have 6-7 years of experience under their belt, and it's a lot easier to jump in. So more of a young man's game there in that sport and some others. But like anything, there's always opportunity, irregardless of where you live in the state. If you want to officiate there'll be an opportunity too, and you'll, I think you'll be as busy as you want to be schedule-wise.
And if they're interested, they can learn more on your website if they want to be an official.
Yeah, our website, ndhsaa.com. There's an officials link on there. That's probably the best resource we have. And along with that, we set up area supervisors around the state for each sport, so their contact information is on there. So depending where you live, what you do is give them a call, and they're more than willing to help you get started.